Let's fall in love with God.
Chapter 9. Veils that obscure God's face.
Tozer writes, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:13-14. The New Testament message, objectives, and methods have been allowed to lie dormant. Acts done in the name of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, a Lordship in name only, introduces our own message, our own objectives, and our own methods for achieving those objectives, which are in every case carnal. It is by the indwelling of Jesus that we receive the riches of God and see His smiling face. Unfortunately, there have developed between the Christian and the face of God veils of obscurity. These veils hide the precious riches of God from those of us who press on to perfection, intimacy with God. The effect is that we can no longer see the smiling face of God. On a dark, cloudy day, the brightness of the sun is obscured. The sun is still there, but our ability to benefit from the sun's rays is greatly reduced. So it is in the spiritual world. There are certain veils that come between us and God and have a similar effect. These veils are usually of our own making. We allow them to develop in our lives, and most of the time we are not even aware of the total impact they are having on us. Let me describe some of the veils that are the most troubling. Pride, an inflated opinion of ourselves, self-adoring and self-worship, is the root of our problem. It prevents surrender to anyone, not just God. As Christians, when we usurp God's rightful place and role in our lives, we forfeit nearly everything salvation affords us. Pride prevents us from admitting that we need God's help and prevents us from offering God the opportunity to help. Pride refuses to release control to God. He cannot be our Lord in the presence of our pride. God resists the proud. Religious ambition. Religious ambition may be the hardest of all the veils to see. The enemy of the best is not the worst. The enemy of the best is the very good. Religious ambition distorts the will of God. Doing what appears to be a good God thing, but with selfish motives, makes it a selfish thing and not a God thing at all. Ownership. Jesus never owned anything, and nothing ever owned him. He was free to move about without encumbrances. We, on the other hand, place great value in our possessions and brag about how we use them for the glory of God. How arrogant! God does not need us or anything we possess. If anything, we are of little or no use to God when our possessions and our care for them preclude our instant and constant availability to God. Fear. My circumstances are no indication of whether the smiling favor of God is upon me. Fear is caused directly by my distrust of God and His intentions for me. Unless and until I recognize that God architects every circumstance in my life to accomplish His great purposes, fear will stalk me. Perfect love is the cure for fear, as it casts it out completely. Job had the right perspective on this and is a great example of absolute trust. So when I trust God enough to be intimate with Him, all fear subsides and lets me see Him clearly. Money. Money is not evil. It is the love of money that is the root of evil. Having too much or too little can quickly distract us from trust in God. The veil of money has never been about how much money you have, but rather about how much money has you. Friendship. More often than not, it is our friendships that come between us and God. God desires to be at the top of our passion hit list. Until He is, we will sacrifice His purpose on the altar of placating our friends and families. Our most significant other tends to be the highest of our priorities. So until God becomes our most significant other, over even our spouse, intimacy with God will not occur. Social position. It is highly likely that the rich young ruler who would not sell all and give it to the poor in order to be Jesus' disciple was more about his prestige than his wealth. Since influence is largely determined by our social position, so is our power worship. And power is the third of the three temptations of Christ. So until we are more interested in God's influence than our own, we will not abandon ourselves to intimacy with God. Take down the veils. These veils are all aspects of life that, on the surface, seem innocent, but certainly become things that obscure the face of God or distract us from looking in His direction. The face of God is always smiling on us. God is simply waiting for us to lift our eyes and see His smile. God will not take the veils down. He waits for us to do so. Have no rivals to God. Intimacy with God is completely impossible while you are living in adultery with another lover. See Oswald Chambers, May 23rd, in My Utmost for His Highest, in the Spiritual Teasers. And don't settle for weekly or even daily ecstatic moments with God. Set your mind on Him all day, every day. A simple awareness of His presence in increasing frequency will complete your journey to intimacy with Him.
Tozer explains how we might be viewed by others is we actually put God as such a high priority that nothing and no one rivals Him in our lives. Listen to the Holy Spirit's voice within you. He is as desirous to inspire you today as He was to inspire the very writers of Scripture. The question is, are you willing to take down the veils of pride, religious ambition, ownership, fear, money, friendship, and social position?